Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The universe is full of magical things, patiently waiting for our wits to grow sharper. Eden Philpotts. Welcome to Grimly.
That I do typically wear for the flight.
Oh, do you?
I do.
That's smart. You're gonna have to get that way closer to your face.
I'm sorry. I feel like suddenly why, maybe I just was sitting somewhere else. I was like, why does it feel so far away?
You're so far away.
I don't know what song you're singing.
I actually don't know it either because I was about to do the words and I don't know them. All I know is you're so far away.
I don't know that whatsoever.
I think it's like a 70s.
Oh. Okay.
It's weirdly in that file cabinet.
Fun socks.
Oh, thank you. My little raccoon socks.
Are they holding flowers?
Yeah.
Cute. Obviously. Duh.
Really?
I've never seen a raccoon hold a flower before. I've seen them hold like banana peels.
Right. And trash.
Trash.
No, these are nice raccoons on my feet.
Cute.
I have little bouquets. Actually, I bought a pair of these also from my friend Christine because we both have like an obsession with raccoons.
Oh.
So we have matching raccoon socks.
Cute. You know, when we moved into our house, there was like a whole family of them that like traipsed through the backyard. And,
really?
I think that whoever lived there before us was feeding them because they eventually have gone away. But they spent quite a bit of time in my big tree. And I just have two cats, so I don't want them around.
I mean, Reggie would probably fuck him up.
Or he stays away.
They would fuck Reggie up.
Yeah, they would. He stays away. But I don't like it. I don't want them around. So.
Were they out during the daytime?
Sometimes, yeah. Late afternoon.
Late afternoon maybe. Because like a daytime raccoon is not good.
Late afternoon, nighttime, mostly nighttime, but like they're kind of like walking through.
Like a daytime raccoon is like
rabid.
There's something wrong with it.
No, we didn't. No,
I remember I lived in a house in Shoreline and there was like a daytime raccoon and it looked fucked.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? There was a woman, because I'm on next door.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a woman in the neighborhood who said she had like left her back door open in the summertime and she'd let her dog out at 5:30 and it had come in the house and then she was trying to get it out and she's trying to keep it away from her dog and it did bite her.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh. And I don't know if that means it's rabid, but like definitely have to go get a rabies shot.
Yeah, you definitely have to go get a rabies shot.
So that was some hubbub. About some the raccoons.
Some yes. Raccoon hubbub.
Mostly it's coyotes.
Yeah.
People warning each other about the coyotes. In this case, it was raccoon.
Don't fuck with a raccoon, though.
I wouldn't, but I don't know what you do when it's in your house.
Yell at it?
I don't know. I've yelled at them out the back door.
Right.
And they just look at you like,
I'm like, you're a dumb bitch.
What are you going to do about it?
You're like, come on, lady.
You know I'm going to do nothing, but get the fuck out of here, please.
Get the fuck out of here.
Keep it moving. Get out of here.
Anyways, welcome to Raccoon Talk with Missy and Meg.
Welcome to Grimly.
Hi. Welcome to Grimly. I am Missy.
And I'm Meg.
And we are two unserious people, obviously, that talk about seriously creepy shit. And we both love raccoons.
Love a raccoon. I don't mind it. It's
what about like a domesticated raccoon? Like someone has one as a pet.
I think that could be cute.
Because they're pretty cute.
Yeah.
They're like,
I think they are cute. But they do get really big.
I mean,
I guess like a dog.
No, they don't get that big.
I mean,
they get pretty chunky.
Chunky.
They get chunky.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Someone was probably definitely feeding them if they were chunky.
Yes.
But like a chunky raccoon is pretty cute.
Like
a rotund.
Sort of like a chihuahua, to be honest. The bigger it gets, the less cute it is to me.
Like a rotundness?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I guess a rotund chihuahua is different.
I know. Those are not cute.
No, that's usually like, you need to
feed
it less. You need to be walking more.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to take these earrings off. Hold on. Usually don't wear earrings. They are poking into my head.
Yeah.
Willows. It's all like the hair thing again. Hair, earrings, I don't understand how you guys do it.
Okay. Big hoops or something.
Okay, there we go. Sorry, I need to take this off. There we go.
What are we talking about today? Do you have a segue?
Do I have a Sagu?
It doesn't feel like a Sagu day.
No.
It's a chill Sunday.
Oh, there was something I wanted to mention on the pod that I feel like we haven't talked about yet. I'm kind of surprised about.
Okay.
Oh, the fucking news anchor's mom that got kidnapped?
Yes, yeah, Samantha Guthrie.
Guthrie.
Nancy Guthrie is still missing.
Yeah.
You know, I actually texted some girlfriends about that. I was finally like, why haven't we talked about this? Where the hell is she?
That
is the weirdest story.
And it's so fucking... so
awful.
I know. Like, her daughter, the anchor, what was her name? Samantha.
Samantha?
Is it Samantha?
I think it's I don't know. I don't have my phone near me. I can't look it up.
I don't know either. But she just looks so distressed.
Yeah.
Like, every time, like, she comes on, like, a video now. I'm like, God, I'm like...
And they got the guy on video. On the Ring video. On the Ring camera or whatever.
And there's, like, blood evidence.
A little bit of blood
And they've
evidence.
Done, like, some DNA testing. Doesn't sound like they've released it yet. But, like, it is a fucking weird story.
I know. What is someone doing with an 80-year-old woman?
Right. And the... girl that's famous, she's not really even like that hugely kind of, famous. She's like a news anchor.
I know.
What are we doing?
Very odd.
It's very, very odd. I don't know.
It just makes it scary.
It's scary
because it's like, what kind of Looney Tunes person schemed this plan up?
Sealed like a poor little old lady.
Yeah, someone just that's unhinged.
Yeah, and like who's on like really intense.
And a lot of people think it's like an inside like family job or something.
Which is even crazier.
I know.
I guess we'll have to pay attention because, yeah, it's a nutso case. I keep, like, seeing things pop up on
just still going
social
on.
Media. And it's still happening. It's been, like, a month.
Many weeks now.
Yeah, and no one knows where this fucking woman still is.
Yeah, and she had some kind of medication she needed daily.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's not good.
It's probably not good.
Yeah.
But, again, for what? What?
Like, well, and like, even if there was a ransom, the Guthries were like, we'll pay it. Just let us know. And they... doesn't seem like they are
off. There's
there's something off. Okay. Anyways, I guess that was my other thing.
We have not talked about it.
We have not talked about it. I keep meaning to bring it up. I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck is going on here?
Do you know that DHS has suspended TSA pre-check and global entry?
Yeah.
People are going to be... I foresee a lot of angry businessmen travelers set about their their wait times.
The pre-check and the global entry. Yeah, those girlies are going to be pissed.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
No, I flew back from Mexico with a friend who had global entry. She got through so much quicker than I did.
Yeah,
I
was like, damn. That part does help.
Yeah. Like, it's... what are we doing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, that's a paid service, so it isn't like an interesting...
It is, yeah. You have to like actually do extra steps to get there.
Yeah, but it's... yeah, so that they said there was no budget for it. It's like, people did pay for it. Although, listen, you pay $100 for global entry or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's $300. I don't know. It's not that remember. Much.
Yeah.
And then you have it for a long time. So there's still people... I know, people need to be staffed, but... you know, there's plenty of money for...
there's plenty of money for a lot of things, except the things that you deem that are unnecessary.
We got no perks, nothing.
Yeah.
It's taking even the perks that we pay for.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Are we great again, do you think? It's not giving great.
It's not giving great. It hasn't been giving great. Yeah, it's giving ghetto.
We're actually worse than ghetto. It's giving white trash.
It's giving white trash.
Okay.
Yeah. Make America white trash again. Was the absolute agenda.
Thanks, guys.
I will say Olympics. We've seen some cool shit happen.
Mm,
did you see the women's?
Cheating in the
Olympics? No, I'm talking about the women's side of it.
No, I don't watch the Olympics. I don't care about
sports. The girlies are doing cool things.
Okay.
So we have the Alyssa Liu, who was the...
skater?
Yeah, figure skater.
I saw her.
Basically, she retired because she's like, fuck all you guys. I don't like this.
Okay.
She came back on her own terms and she won a gold.
Oh.
Which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And then the women's hockey team won gold.
There was a women's skier that was badass too, right?
She's from China. She's skiing for China.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she is. She has dual citizenship.
Oh.
And she specifically went to go ski for China.
Oh.
She's the one that like kind of popped off on the male reporter. That was fucking cool. No, she skis for China. Her mom is like a first generation immigrant from Hong Kong. And she decided to ski for China instead of the US, which I kind of don't blame her.
I know, it's hard. That one was a little bit hard.
Yeah, that one is a little bit hard because China is China.
Yes, it is our number one concern.
Yeah, right.
Safety to Americans, but that's okay.
Yeah, no, but she skis for a Chinese.
Okay, yeah. Well, she's still a boss.
Yeah, she's still a boss over there. She's a boss over here too. She's a boss everywhere.
Seemed like it.
Yeah, and yeah, the way she popped off on that reporter.
Yes.
Was hilarious.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
Yeah.
But I don't care about sports, so no, I'm only seeing it what my algorithm feeds me.
You're literally the person like 2 weeks ago where you're like, go Hawks on this fucking podcast.
I know. I didn't care then either, to be fair. To be perfectly clear, I did not care then. I was excited to make little snacks for the game, and then I watched through the Bad Bunny show, and then I was like, this is a boring game.
It was a very boring game,
but I'm going to go now. Like, I don't need to finish this.
Yeah, no, I, like, Bad Bunny got more yards than the fucking Patriots did during his halftime show.
We really need to change the subject now. I'm grossing myself out talking about sports.
Sports talk?
Yeah. This is off topic.
Yeah, I will say
off limits,
one more cool sports thing.
Okay.
Is the women's hockey team, the fucking shot that Hillary Knight, who is a Seattle hockey player, that she made like at the buzzer to win the gold medal, was a very cool shot.
Cool.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
No, it was really cool. So I will.
Nice.
We will put a pin in the sports talk.
Okay, but I know the Olympics are, you know, the Olympics. Yeah, so I guess it's like of sports, sure.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I still don't care.
I generally don't either. But okay, so we don't have Seguil, but yeah. We're going to go back to an area we haven't been for a while.
Oh, okay.
We're going to the Appalachian Mountains.
Oh, spooky.
Have we talked about pronunciation of Appalachia? Appalachian?
I think
Appalachia?
We probably have had that conversation before.
Because I say Appalachia.
I think.
Do you say Appalachian?
Not really. Okay. Appalachian to me is, I would say Appalachian in the wine sense. Appalachians are wine designations in other countries.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, and usually there's like an accent, but Appalachia. Appalachian. Yeah.
I've always heard it, you say it like, I'm throwing in Appalachia. Appalachia.
Yeah, I think I say it the same way.
Yeah, so we're going to the Appalachian.
But I don't think either are technically wrong.
I don't think so. I always think of that Mateo Lane clip where he's talking with that like his like co-host, and the guy, he's like, no, you say it this way, and it's a completely fucking bonkers way of saying Appalachia. It's Appalachia or Appalachia or something, and everyone's like, what are you talking about?
Is he from there?
He says he's from there. Well, and everyone's like,
they do,
no dude,
talk super funny.
They do the deep parts, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, but so I'm just gonna give you some fun facts about the Appalachian Mountains.
Okay. They're like ancient. Is that one of the facts?
Some parts of this mountain range are over a billion years old.
Yeah.
While most of the southern parts probably formed when two continents collided. There's part of the Appalachian Mountains that are also the same part of Ireland.
Yes.
Yeah. It's crazy, crazy fucking old. So the mountain range itself is over 2,000 miles long and was once as high as the Himalayas. But because they're so old, they've eroded down to what they are now. And so there are caves within the mountain range that predate any fossils, because while they were forming, the most complex life on Earth was algae.
Wow.
They're fucking ancient, ancient hills. So there's something about the Appalachian Mountains that feels different. Older, heavier, like the air itself remembers things. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the long history pressed into those ridgelines, or the generations of stories whispered across porches and passed down in the dark of 400s, maybe thousands of years. And today, we are stepping into one of those stories of a figure described as part cryptid, part paranormal, or possibly something not of this world. Tonight, we are talking about the story of the Flatwoods Monster.
Okay, I've never heard this.
You've never heard this? Okay.
I don't know what the Flatwoods Monster is.
Okay, I'm kind of surprised because there's been a lot of podcasts that have covered this one.
Okay.
I watch a lot of weird shit on YouTube. I think that's probably just to be expected of me. I was like, what's the word? And I like to watch this thing. It's like Reddit icebergs.
Okay.
And one of the Reddit icebergs was like an Appalachia iceberg. And this story popped up in that iceberg video. I was like, what the fuck is this thing? I've never heard of. So that's how I know of it. So I guess maybe, Reddit.
And always. The YouTube algorithm is really great.
She is good. She is good.
So once you find something you like, it will feed you like enough that you can't quit.
You're like, I need to now change the channel.
Some of it will be totally different. And you're like, okay, but now I need to learn about this.
Yeah. You're like, what the fuck is this thing? Yeah. And that's exactly what happened here. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to West Virginia in 1952. West Virginia's got a lot of cryptids.
Yeah.
Mothman being the most popular one. Yeah.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. It's just, yeah,
it's a weird place.
Yes.
It's a weird it's a fucking really place.
Red place too, isn't it?
Yes. It's red, it's weird, but also quirky and like fun, but like also very, very it's deeply, pretty. Deeply conservative. It's very, yeah. Okay. So the town of Flatwood lies within Braxton County in West Virginia. The town is tiny, and as of the 2020 census, has a population of under 300 people. And we're going to 1952, so probably half of that at this point. So on Friday, September 12th, 1952, around 7 p.m., 13-year-old Edison and 11-year-old George May had several of their friends, including Tommy Heyer and Neil Nunley, were playing a game of backyard football on their elementary school, like, lawn.
Okay.
So while playing, one of the boys points to the sky where they all watch what they believe to be a meteor streak overhead before impacting on the land of a local farmer named Bailey Fisher. So the kids all say that the way the object was moving was almost like an aircraft trying to stay in the air and not really a meteor flying through the sky. So initially they're like, oh, it's a meteor, but then they're like watching it and it's kind of jostling kind of weird. It's also flying very low. And they're like, wait, is that a meteor? What the fuck is this thing? And one of the boys named Freddie May recalls the object being a huge ball of flames with fire trailing behind it. And another boy described the object as almost pear-shaped, and it was pulsating between bright red and bright orange. So their accounts are a little different, but there was something bright red in the sky. So there are other eyewitnesses of the object that day. Some claim that it was oblong-shaped. Some say it might have been an aircraft crashing. Others claim that it looked like a UFO. And it didn't seem to crash, but actually land. So there's all these people in this like little tiny town of Flatwoods, and they're watching this. And some people have like just different accounts. Eyewitness accounts we already know is, you know, a little iffy to say the least sometimes. Reliable. Yeah. But either way, we all know that there's some sort of fireball in the sky. So Neil Nunley, one of the oldest boys, and they're all between 11 and 14. He's about 14 at this time. He says that they should go and try to figure out where the meteor had landed.
Why not? That's fun.
I would absolutely do that.
If it was daytime, I'm going.
Yeah. This is 7 p.m. So it's getting a little late.
Oh, okay.
Because he's like, we should go get a piece of the space rock and send it to the National, Geographic, whatever.
Okay.
Like, I'm on a piece of space rock. That sounds cool, right? Yeah. Especially as you're like preteen kid.
I'm gonna go see what happened.
Exactly. So the boys start running towards the Fisher farm. And Freddie and Edison, they swing by their home where their grandfather, Joe Lemon, and their mother, Kathleen May, are home. And they tell them what's happening. And they say, we saw a flying saucer crash in the hill up by the Fisher farm. And Kathleen is a cool mom.
She goes with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, okay, well, I guess we're going to go. She was
going to let him go alone.
Right. Yeah. She was often described as like independent, very spunky, like very fiery personality. She had divorced these boys' father. She's like, I just want to do this on my own. Fuck all y'all. Which I got to say, a woman in the 50s, give her props. So Kathleen grabs a flashlight and another family member named Eugene Lemon, he decides to come along with them. And Eugene is also part of the National Guard.
Okay.
And they also have a dog. Some sources say it's Eugene's dog. Some say it's just kind of the town's dog.
Oh, okay.
This dog is named Richie. And they all, so Kathleen, Eugene, Edison, George, and like a couple of the other boys in the group, they all decide to go find this thing, right?
Okay.
I think probably Kathleen and Eugene at this point were probably like, it's probably a meteor. Let's go see if we can find it, right? Because it's cool.
Yeah, totally.
So people in town also claim to have seen a reddish purple light where this thing had landed up on the hill as well. They talk about like kind of it being on the horizon and like you could see like it pulsating. There's like this weird light.
Wow.
And so some of the original group of boys decided to not go up to the crash site. It's never really determined why. Maybe they just got freaked out. It was too dark. You know, this is like seven.
You gotta come home. They got strict parents.
Right. They have more strict parents. They don't have Kathleen, the cool mom. So they're all going up. So it's Kathleen, Eugene, Neil Nunley, Teddy Neal, Ronald Shaver, Edison, and George May. So it's a couple, it's five boys, Kathleen and Eugene. Kathleen's 35. She's the adult of the group, more or less. Eugene's like 18.
Oh, okay.
So the group starts walking along a path up this hill along the farm, and they start to notice a weird mist starting to form. And with this mist, there's also a sharp, sickening odor. I've heard described as like a metallic ozone smell. I've also heard sulfur described as well.
Okay.
Ozone is a weird fucking smell. Mm-hmm. Ozone creeps me out, the smell of it. I don't know what it is about it.
It's been a long time since I smelled it, but my dad worked in water treatment.
Right.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah. We
on visits.
You have to smell in the air, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the group says that the smell was intense and it was hurting their eyes and chest.
Oh, no.
And like kind of getting in their throats.
Yeah.
And it was all causing them to start coughing and like their eyes were watering and they begin to hear like a whining electrical noise, like something was powering down.
Weird.
Very weird. This is probably when I would go back down, I gotta say. I'm not.
Oh, you turn around.
Yeah, I'm turning around.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't breathe, like the toxic fumes are bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we all have masks. You can run back home and get out. Maybe, I'm not sure how much that helps.
I don't know if it would help in this case. But so once the group gets further up the path, they see a large pulsating red light that's almost the size of a house.
Wow.
And some of the people say it's shaped like a spade. And some people say it's more like a dome.
Okay.
But they all say it's like that's those similar-ish. weird, like pulsating red light. So around 8 p.m., Eugene's dog runs ahead and starts growling with his haunches up and runs into the mist ahead of them.
Mm.
And I put Eugene's dog here because a lot of the sources did say it was Eugene's dog, but I would just, you know, the caveat that it might not have been his dog, actually. So they hear the dog start barking, and then it starts, like, howling. It's scared.
Mm.
And then it sprints back towards them and starts bolting down the hill.
Whoa.
Richie, the dog, is like, I'm fucking out of here.
Wow.
Dog's okay. I'm out. And once again, that's when else when I would leave.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a classic scary movie scenario. Yeah. If the dog's scared, you should be scared too.
Yeah. Because if a dog feels threatened, like typically they're going to like attack or try to attack whatever's.
Mm-hmm. But if they're spooked by something, like, it's definitely not
weird.
Yeah, very scary.
It must have hurt whatever it did, like, painful in some way.
Right. So the dog is later found in the Lemon home, where a lot of sources say it gets violently ill and starts vomiting.
Oh, sure.
But the dog is eventually fine.
Okay.
I will say that there are some sources that say that Richie the dog dies. But in a 2018 interview, George May, he's like, no, the dog was fine. He's like, dog lived a perfectly happily long life. Like, he was fine. So if you hear this story, you hear about the dog dying.
He said the dog died.
The dog didn't die. Okay. That bummed me out initially. Of course it did, right? So the group still continues forward and sees a large oak tree 4 feet off the path. And they hear a sound that Kathleen describes as, quote, this is a crazy fucking sentence.
Okay.
Frying bacon and flipping a silver dollar against a piece of stretched canvas.
Okay, I need a second to think about that. Sizzling?
Frying bacon and flipping a silver dollar against a piece of stretched canvas.
Like a bouncing?
I guess.
Sizzling and a bouncing?
I guess. I guess if you hit like a piece of stretched canvas, it's, it kind of has like a whirring noise.
Yeah, like a little bit.
Yeah.
Slightly.
Yeah. I said.
That is so specific. And bizarre.
Like
A silver dollar.
A silver dollar.
Like, we don't. You know what? Not helpful.
These people from West Virginia are wordsmiths. Not I don't know.
Helpful. Oh my God.
Frying bacon I can get. Right?
Sure.
Sizzling.
Yes.
The silver dollar thing. What the fuck?
It's the silver.
The silver dollar against a stretched piece of canvas. I guess that's maybe that worry.
Canvas?
Yeah. Like, how did you think of that?
Who's doing that?
Who's doing that? How did you hear that and equate it to that?
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
I don't like that at all.
It's weird.
She could try again. Respectfully, you can do better.
Kathleen,
I don't know what the sound is, but...
It's very distinct.
She's
Yeah, I don't know why she would equate.
Maybe she was like, "Okay, bitch, that's exactly what it sounded like."
Listen, I'm gonna play both of you those sounds and then play the sound I heard.
She's like, "Watch me stretch this canvas."
Stretch out this canvas and bounce a silver dollar off it. It's so fucking weird. All right. That's, I had to put it in there. I'm like, that's the craziest fucking sentence I've ever read in my life.
I don't like that at all.
So Kathleen and Eugene, they both shine their flashlights on the tree when a creature emerges from behind it. The creature appeared to glide, not walk towards them. It was like floating in the air.
All right. Oof, we don't like that.
And it initially looked like a man, but it was 10 feet tall. And it had a round red face with a hood around it, and it's shaped like a spade.
Why a spade?
I don't know. I have a picture of it. It creeps me the fuck out.
Okay.
So the eyes on the creature emitted a greenish light, and it had small claw-like hands. And the body looked like it was covered in like a cloak almost, because it didn't have like distinct legs. It was like a skirt.
Okay.
And the way this thing is described is a bit all over the place, I will say. But most people render it to look like a creature. But there are a few people that say the thing might almost be like a tubular shaped like armor, like a suit.
Yeah.
And I think Eugene and Kathleen say later that it was almost like it was wearing like a suit and there was something organic inside of it.
Because it's like, how do you describe something you've never fucking seen before?
Yeah, this is...
that your mind can't fully grasp.
I don't like that.
Oh. It looks kind of cute, though.
Honestly. Why would you... bitch, I knew you were going to say that. There is something about
a little dress.
That gives me the fucking ick.
Ew, you know what it looks like? It looks like a haunted pilgrim.
I don't like it. I don't like... There's a psychic. She's on socials. She talks about specifically... So there are things that she sees that give her the fucking ick.
Like she sees that we don't see?
Yeah. She's like, this thing... I don't like this. But this is cool. This thing is not cool. Right?
Okay.
And she talks about a lot of people, obviously, like celebrities and stuff. She's like, this person gives me the ick. It's all the...
Interesting.
Classic offenders. But she's this thing gives me the fucking ick.
Okay.
I don't like it. I don't know what I would do if I saw that.
Well, it's just a rendering, first of all. It's not like a real image. So
no, but yeah. So
I can imagine that it's
kind
of cute.
10 feet tall and it's gliding towards you?
No. Depends on how it's moving. Is it swishing?
No, it's gliding. It's like floating and gliding.
Hmm. Well, so far it hasn't hurt anybody.
No. It's just creepy as fuck. It's creepy as fuck.
It's unnerving, for sure.
It's unnerving to see
that, because you don't belong here. Where do you belong? It's some other dimension. It's some other place.
My consciousness cannot compute what the hell is going on right now.
It's rude that I can see you.
It's very rude. I'm offended you're here.
Yes.
No, they said that it kind of like floated from atop the trees and floated down towards them.
Oh.
And it has these like glowing eyes.
Okay, so what did it do?
So the group says the thing almost seemed to be scanning the area with like its light eye things. That's why they were thinking maybe it's like something like a suit, almost like armor.
Yeah.
And there's something inside of it. But it was like scanning left to right and it was like searching the horizon.
Wow.
And Eugene screams and falls over.
And Eugene does?
Mm-hmm. Of course
he's the most trained person here.
I know. Which is even funnier. And they say that's when the thing like kind of turns and like looks at them. It like takes notice. It's like, oh, what the fuck are you guys doing here?
Oh, interesting.
So Eugene fucks up.
Okay.
Eugene fucked it up.
All right. It didn't notice them before?
It didn't seem like it noticed them initially.
It just didn't register.
This all seemed to be happening very quickly.
Sure.
Eugene saw it coming down and like gliding, and then he like freaks out, falls over, and then it's like, oh.
Okay.
Like it probably would have noticed them, but it's didn't. Like,
why are you here, dude, if you're going to just make this?
You're here with a 35-year-old woman and a bunch of boys. Like, and you are the National Guard. I'm sorry.
Yes, we expect more from you.
Well, you're expecting a little more from you, Eugene. I'm sorry. So after the thing like clocks them and looks at them, some sources say that like it sprayed like a weird black substance.
Oh, okay.
Like an inked.
It can inked, yeah.
Oh, guys, you made me ink, like from Finding Nemo. Not every source said that, but some sources say that it had this weird black ooze come out of it, like it inked.
Oh, it was like a liquid?
Yeah.
Not like a more mist?
No, like an oily liquid thing sprayed out.
Okay.
And that had a really strong smell of sulfur.
Okay.
Which,
wow.
Not cool.
So strange.
It's very, very strange. And so like after this, everyone is like bolting the fuck out of there. They're finally following the dog. The dog was like already home at this point. They're like, we gotta go. And there's a couple sources that say there was a point where like they had to go through a gate and like they opened the gate Bree like kind of tied it and closed it again, but they said like running back, they like all jumped over the gate because they're like, I am fucking out of here. Yeah. Right. And so everyone, you know, is sprinting back, and a good portion of the group, after they get back, become violently ill. So like their throats close up. They say that they can't even drink water. A couple of them like start convulsing and vomiting.
Oh, yeah. Like the dog was sick.
And like vomiting. The dog was too. Yeah. And they call a physician later, and the physician says, it sounds like you guys were mustard gassed.
Okay. I was thinking some kind of chemical burn.
Yeah. They're like, this doesn't sound like something you would occur in nature. Like this sounds like mustard gas is what they said.
Yeah. Or something similar.
Something similar. Yeah. So Kathleen, when she gets back to the house, she tries to call the local sheriff around 8:15. And the sheriffs are already out in a nearby town about 20 miles away investigating a reported plane crash down by the Elk River that had occurred because someone like tipped them off.
Okay.
So they were down by this Elk River. They're trying to find this plane crash. They've never found it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Someone called 20 miles away. They're like, I just saw something crash down by the Elk River.
Well, maybe they saw the same thing, but thought it was closer to where they were.
We'll get into that later. Yeah. And so the sheriffs are looking at that. So no, there's no sheriffs in the actual like sheriff's office at this point because they're all trying to investigate the plane crash. They're trying to find it. So then Kathleen calls other people and tells them what happened by 9 p.m. that night. And almost the entire town of Flatwood is freaking out about this monster at this point.
I'm like, why are we calling it a monster already? It's technically done nothing. It's not like taunting anyone.
No, you're like, this is my friendly monster.
I'm just like, I don't know what it's
it brought like done. A gas, like fucking gas.
Listen, it didn't seem like he wanted to be there. Something went wrong.
He's like, listen, I'm trying to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So the local state troopers, so not the sheriffs, the state troopers, they went and checked out the site since the local sheriff was looking at that plane crash. But when they got to the scene, there was no pulsing light, no odd smelling mist, no monster.
Really?
Yeah. And it was like probably an hour later. So
what happened then? Where did it go?
I don't know.
Okay.
So this group are one of the only people who have seemed to see the actual monster. Yeah. There's another occurrence I will talk about. However, there are multiple eyewitness accounts of seeing up to 6 different balls of fire in the sky that evening.
Interesting.
And some of these accounts are as far away as Alabama.
Oh.
So it's all happening the same night. Everyone's talking about seeing these balls of fire in the sky. Weird. And there's different calls coming from different parts of this region. So there was also a farmer about 3 miles away from the Fisher farm who claimed to see a pulsating red light on the horizon. He says that he could see it. And it seems like it was getting like dimmer and dimmer and dimmer until like it went out.
Like it was going away.
Yeah. He said like he sat there and watched it for like 15 minutes.
Weird.
Just on the horizon. Which is going to be creepy as fuck.
That's odd, yeah.
Yeah. So he has a group go out and try to find the source of this light. So he like calls some people and they're trying to go out and find it, thinking it could have maybe been a plane crash. Because there's no shit, we gotta go find this. But this group is not able to find the source, just a strange mist with a putrid sulfur ozone smelling odor. So they find the mist, they don't find anything else. So
there are multiple.
It sounds like there are multiple of them.
A crew of things traveling.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So the next day, the National Guard is called, and they go to the Fisher farm, and there's about 50 of them, 50 guardsmen, and they search the area, and they also send troops over to the Elk River to see if they can find that plane crash that was talked about. But this group doesn't find much on either of the sites. The only thing they do find is a 20-foot indentation in the grass, and there's also this black oil-like substance smells like sulfur at the Fisher farm.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, so the next night, there's another occurrence, and maybe we'll get into it.
Okay.
After this.
Oh, after this? Word.
Word.
I'm going to get another bevy.
Some people start their week with coffee. Ale starts hers with ghosts, mysteries, and things that go bump in the night. Welcome to Macabre Mondays, the podcast where mysteries meet the macabre. Join Alejandra, a lifelong storyteller with a passion for the strange and spooky, as she shares chilling tales with her husband, Tom, who's hearing them for the very first time. It's part marriage, part mayhem, and all mystery, your weekly escape into haunted history, unsolved oddities, and the darker corners of life. New episodes drop every Monday, so ditch the morning blues and press play on something a little more macabre. Listen to Macabre Mondays wherever you get your podcasts.
So, yeah, we have all this weird shit happening on the night of September 12th. So we have the occurrence of the group meeting this monster. Maybe not a monster, as Meg would
Don't call it a monster.
Don't call it a monster. Some people also call it Brecky.
Brecky?
Yeah, after Braxton County. They call it B-R-A-X-X-I-E, Brecky.
Okay.
So if you want to call it Brecky instead.
Cute.
Yeah.
I still don't know if it's Brecky or Bracky.
Bracky? It might be Bracky.
Okay.
Shit. I will not edit out my stupidity.
Bracky. Okay. I don't understand.
Bracky?
Spelling is confusing.
Bracky? Is it Bracky?
Maybe Bracky.
I think Bracky's it should be. Cute. If it's Braxton County, then it's Bracky.
Okay, Bracky.
I said Bracky because we just had breakfast.
We did. I was like, what are the chances?
I'm also an idiot.
I told you it was cute. It's got a cute nickname too.
Yeah, it's also called the Green Monster.
It doesn't look like a monster, but green makes sense because of the eyes.
I think some people also said like the
skirt was green.
Yeah,
it was diva. Like
it was like a dark green.
Okay,
it was her. It was Elphaba. Yeah, she was gliding on her.
Honestly,
broom.
The nails.
Yes. Cynthia Revo enters the chat. Is that offensive?
Well, no, but I'm sorry that like she, I like love her, but there's a spookiness about Cynthia Revo. Talented,
yes,
but spookiness.
Like she's got the vibe like a Helen Bonham Carter.
Uh huh.
Yeah, but I like that vibe.
I do too.
Like a witchy, exactly. Spooky. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a very off kilter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like an aura. Like don't fuck with me.
And the nails, the crazy nails.
The crazy nails.
The skinny hands do not.
Yeah, they're not helping.
Extremely long nails on already thin hands.
Yeah. It's crazy. The nails are crazy.
That's a lot.
I don't know how people function with those things.
I
more power to you.
No.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I bite my nails. That's what I do. Yeah, that's my manicure. Okay. So the next night, September 13th, 1952. So a young couple named George and Edith Snyder, I will say, sources give them a different last name. Some sources do.
Oh, okay.
It's all different. I don't know what to do with that. So we have this young couple. They're named George and Edith. And they're driving on a dark country road with their baby. And they're taking like the scenic route they're going up to New York or Ohio. And so they're driving on this back country road about 20 miles outside of Flatwoods. And out of nowhere, the engine of their car starts to slowly lose power before it just stops working completely, which is worst case scenario, right? So George pulls the car over and gets out.
Is it dark?
It's dark. Okay. It's in the evening. Yeah. So George pulls over the car and gets out when he says that he smells a sulfury ozone smell. And he's worried that something's wrong with the car itself. Yeah. He's like, oh, shit. Even though they just had their car inspected, they're like, what the hell's going on here?
I mean, that's what you assume, for sure.
And then also their baby in the back starts, like, gagging and crying.
Oh, wow.
So Edith's, like, trying to take care of the baby. George is trying to take care of the car. And so he's, like, trying to figure out what's going on with the car. And they both say that they see a pulsating red light in the woods.
Oh, I don't like that.
And so George is, like, looking at the car, looking at the light. And then Edith starts screaming.
She starts screaming.
Mm-hmm. And she points behind George because he's like looking at her through the windshield. She's like points at, she's like behind you. And he turns around. In front of them emerges a creature that is 10 feet tall.
No.
And gliding towards them.
Well, I don't like that. Because now I'm trapped here. I didn't come to you, sir.
No. You're now in my.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Okay. So the description of the head of this thing is a little different than the other group.
Okay.
So George and Edith claim that the monster didn't have a spade around its head, but that its face was more reptilian.
Oh, no. Those are the bad ones, Missy. No.
It's not good. It's not good.
What does reptilian mean to them? What does that look like? They didn't describe it?
No, they just said like a look reptilian.
I'm thinking full lizard.
I don't think you've seen this movie.
Reptilians are the bad ones.
Yeah. This is a deep cut. The Super Mario Brothers movie. From the 1992.
Jesus Christ. Okay, go on. Here we go.
The Goombas in that movie.
I don't know, but I love them.
They're like these massive, big, bulky creatures, but they have the teeny tiny little like lizard heads.
They do?
Uh-huh. That's
what you're thinking?
That's what I'm imagining. I'll have to show you a picture after this.
Yeah, okay.
But anyways, this is not good.
They're I like, don't like that.
So reptilian. George, yeah, George grabs Edith and the baby, puts him,
explains the fingers.
Yeah, he puts him in the back of the car. He like huddles around them. He's like protecting them, which is very sweet.
That's a man, right there.
Right, it's a man. And he says, he's like kind of looking, and like the creature floats by, and it starts like dragging a claw.
No, it does not. Now it's Jurassic Park. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, so he says he
can. How dare like, they?
And
they're like, we're from the land where we're not extinct, bitch. We evolved. We're here to torment you.
Listen to my lung nail.
I hate them. Back, back, back. All right, you've officially turned me.
Right now, it's a monster. Now
we're gonna say monster. That thing is a monster.
That thing is not fucking cool.
Don't like it.
They also say that there was like burn marks on the car where it had touched it.
Oh.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I'm over here like, but also props to such a malevolent demon entity. Whatever you are, well, like, you are scary.
The sulfur smell makes me think demonic.
Oh. Oh. But I, okay, let's think about this now. I'm going to get a little metaphysical.
Okay. Love it.
Because those do go together.
Yeah.
What if the lore of this type of creature over millennia?
Okay.
Is why we now would call it demonic.
Oh.
Because people scare.
It's always been aliens.
Religion. Potentially.
It's always been some sort of universal being.
Potentially.
I mean, that makes more sense than like a demon, I would say. Used to be a little pop off. You have little tabby taps for yourself.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. So after the monster left the area, the car starts back up in the film.
It just left. It just that.
It's just like. And like,
beep, beep, beep. He didn't need to do
no,
that.
No, no. That's the one that's the drama.
Okay.
He's the villain of the house.
He's honestly, he's like a tormentor, like ICE agent. You know what I mean? It's like you might be sanctioned to be here by some fucking alien government treaty that exists.
Yeah. You look at me like you're trying to convince me. I don't think you want me to tell you. Nothing
exists. And I'm just like, you are overstepping.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you.
You're a dick.
Seek therapy.
Honestly. Not a very evolved creature.
No, right, no.
Bad vibes.
It's got literal lizard brain.
Ugh, we don't like him. Okay, so the car, the thing leaves.
Yeah, car's able to start back up.
Oh, thank God.
And then we get the fuck out of there.
It's always so interesting, too, how these types of interactions always mess with the mechanics and like your the cars, the planes, the boats, whatever it is that you're in.
Think of Bat Squatch,
where
the kid was driving on the road and the car stopped working and the Bat Squatch is in front of him. Maybe all these things are just like weird fucking like universal travelers and they just keep popping in and out and freaking people out.
And there's some physics that we don't fully understand.
And they stop showing up because like things have gotten less fun. They're like, listen, you guys are getting fucking crazy over here.
This
used
to be a cool place to visit.
Yeah, this is like fun, like hippie vibes, and everyone was just like peace and love and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And now you're like, oh.
We would come for the scenery, and now you guys are ruining it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Ruining it for the other entities as well.
Damn.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe they should help us then.
Yeah, they really should. Because clearly we need it.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, they're able to get out of there. So, stories of the Flatwoods monster spread, and Eugene and Kathleen even make a few television appearances and describe what they saw that night.
Damn.
Okay. And this is a picture of Eugene and Kathleen in a newspaper with a rendering of what they said they saw.
Oh, it does look the same.
Yeah. Creepy as fuck.
Oh, those are the original ones. That was, oh, look at Eugene. She does not look 35, that woman.
I know.
Why did we style women this way in the 50s?
Mothers. Yeah.
That looks like a grandmother.
Maybe it's just because we know our grandmothers that look that way when they were young. And so like, we associate with an older lady.
That's just not a flattering hairstyle.
It's not. And then this is another.
I didn't mean to talk shit about her. But
this is another picture. But it's obviously not great. This is from like a newspaper. This is the boys that were there that night. And then Kathleen.
No one is smiling.
They are not happy
like,
to be there.
This is not a cool
story. They're like, we're not fucking stoked. And this is another picture of Kathleen with the rendering, and she also looks pissed.
Oh my God, she does.
I'm so sick of talking about this.
Wow. Oh my God. Dude, this looks so long ago.
Yeah, it was the 50s.
I mean, I know it was a long time ago, but wow.
That's fully 70 years ago.
And the thing that she's showing, like this thing, that this rendering mm-hmm. looks like a fucking modern day cartoon.
I know.
How bizarre.
It's so bizarre. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm surprised I've never heard of this thing.
And you know what? Looking at this picture, I could see how it does sort of look reptilian.
Yeah.
It's got this like toothy grin.
You it's know? Weird looking.
But little teeth it's looking.
It's so
like,
fucking weird
and
looking.
And big eyes.
Yeah, the big eyes, the weird claw hands. It's,
does it also have a pointy chin too?
I don't think so. Most of the times people describe the head as round.
A round head?
A round head. Yeah, if you look at this one.
Oh. Oh. But okay, it could be like a toad type of. Well, that's not a reptile, is it? It's an amphibian.
Amphibian.
I'm trying to think of what
has Welcome to Biology with Missy and Meg.
What has a more round head? So, never mind. Let's move on.
It's like a fish.
I'm trying to make it work. I'm like, what? It doesn't exist here. It is unfathomable.
Like, I cannot wrap my head around this fucking thing existing in the world. Like, seeing it.
Neither could they.
Obviously. IRL, like, no.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Abso-fucking-
did anybody say that they'd peed a little? Because
I'm sure they all did.
I feel like one might.
Yeah. I would have probably peed a little. It's a shame in that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sometimes I'll pee a little bit.
I think if you pee out of fear,
yeah,
that is a shameless.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That doesn't happen for no reason.
Yeah. Like, you're truly fucking terrified.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there's no shame in peeing yourself.
Just leave it. There's no shame in being yourself. I'm going to remember that. Honestly. I'm going to need to.
Yeah. For what?
I'm just saying, like, if that ever happens, I would need to.
I think of the Billy Madison quote.
Go on.
You're not cool if you don't pee your pants. And then Chris Farley says, if peeing your pants is cool, call me Miles Davis.
What does Miles Davis do?
Because Miles Davis is cool.
Is cool. Okay. Because I'm never... peeing my pants.
Yeah, because I pee my pants often.
Yes. It's a great scene, too.
That's a good movie.
It's a great movie. It's so sweet. Why he did it. He peed his pants to make the kid feel better.
He did. Yes.
Oh, man. God bless Adam Sandler. He's one of the good ones, too.
Is he?
He is.
Okay.
Yeah, he is. You don't think so?
You got your finger on the pulse more than I do.
Yeah, he is. He's unproblematic.
Yeah. Well, so the reason why I mean, that.
Maybe back then he might have been.
Probably.
Listen, he's a comedian. We have to let them get away with certain things.
Right.
Being offensive generally is one of those.
What we need to do is stop elevating celebrities to like other than just being a human being.
Sure.
We gotta stop acting like they're gods, right?
Like they have to be perfect?
Yes. Or like they're just other fucking people. And
oh, sure. And they can be unimpressive, you mean?
Yes, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah. You can just have a break, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
No, but he's fine. We can root for Adam Sandler.
Okay. 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 So cryptozoologists and ufologist.
Okay.
Ufologist.
Yes.
Sorry.
I said it. I noticed it. And I was like, it's fine. This is totally fine.
It's ufologist, you stupid bitch.
It's the only thing I'm this nerdy about.
I'm sorry, but ufologist is stupid.
It is. I don't make the rules, okay? I just respect
because
them.
Because oof, it should be O-O-F, not U-F-O.
You know.
Anyways, English is stupid. Okay. So they both descend on the small town of Flatwoods and they try to find this monster trying to get an interview with the group.
Those guys are Johnny on the spot every time.
They're like,
the professionals have arrived.
They're like, we are here. No one panic. We're here after something happened.
Yes.
And we're going to find nothing.
Never. Sadly. They never find anything.
How are these people have money to do the things they do? I don't know.
It's a hobby, Diva.
Okay, yeah. So they show up. They try to go to the site to try to figure out if they can find anything. They also try to get interviews with the groups. And they do talk to them, like Kathleen, Eugene, and like some of the boys. They're pretty open about it initially. And from what most people say who interviewed the boys, Eugene and Kathleen, their stories about what they saw that night is pretty consistent. They don't really taper off or do anything weird after. They don't elaborate or anything.
Okay, so they stick with the story. That's what happened.
It's always been the same story.
Okay.
Yeah. And even there was an interview I watched with George and Edison. They call them Ed, actually.
His name is Edison?
Yeah, his name is Edison, like, but they call him Ed.
I like that. That's cute.
Yeah, it is cute. But they had an interview in like 2018. They're like old men now because they were like 11, 13.
Oh, right.
And they're like, yeah, same, pretty much the same fucking story.
Okay.
Yeah. They also say that the dog lived, so.
Right.
Yeah. So in the days after the encounter, Kathleen claims to be approached by two men who say they're investigative journalists, but she says her suits are a little too nice.
I was going to say, if the men in black show up, then the real professionals have arrived. God damn it.
She says their suits are a little too nice for journalists.
Okay. They might be like, I don't know, FBI or something.
I think these are fully men in black.
Oh.
So she takes them up to the site where they are a little, almost weirdly too interested.
Like, there's no how
so they're like
is too interested about
they're
something like this.
Investigating the oily sulfury substance, and like she says, like, they're like so into looking at it and touching it and like talking about it. They're like getting it on their suits.
Interesting.
They're like in it almost.
Oh, she seems unprofessional.
She's like, when the fuck are you guys?
Are you guys into this?
I'm like, do I need to leave you alone?
Okay. All right. We like, have some oil kinks.
I guess. I don't know. Dude. I don't know either. They just are really, really into it. Okay. But here's the thing. They come back the next day and they tell her that they're actually work for the government. They're not investigative journalists. And she's like, yeah, no shit, dummies.
She's like, okay.
Yeah, like your oil.
You don't say.
The oil kink gave you away.
You know what? Our government does love to do terrible things for oil.
They do. Jesus. Oh, no. Yeah. Welcome to Geopolitics with Missy and Meg.
Honestly, we cover a lot.
Oh, man. I told you this was a kooky story. So, yeah. So she gets approached by these guys again. They're like, hey, we actually work for the government. And she's like, yeah, I know. You're not really good at hiding it. And they basically tell her, like, hey, you need to keep this story under wraps. And then she also says that she gets a letter from the Pentagon. And they state that what she saw that night was actually a missile experiment.
Okay.
And that she needed to stop talking about it publicly.
Okay, so they were like, no, they probably make you sign papers and shit. Like,
they gave her something. They gave her some documents. Yeah, they're like, hey, like, this is what you saw. Like, we need you to stop talking about it. And it seems like she kind of does.
Okay.
Stop talking about
it. Scary.
Yeah.
It all comes
being threatened by
it.
The Pentagon?
Yeah. Yeah. You get it. You
the
get
government?
It. Yeah, yeah. They'll get you. It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
The IRS, like, the same. Yeah. They'll fucking get you.
They will fucking get you. Yeah. You also will really get you is the U.S. Postal Marshals.
I'll go on.
Those motherfuckers don't mess around.
What is a post?
Don't mess with the mail.
Oh, like stealing mail?
Stealing mail, fraud.
Fraud, mail fraud.
Mail
Those
fraud.
Those are the ones that come after you?
Yeah, they're like on their shit.
I didn't know they had their own.
Yeah, they have their own like marshal service and they will fucking come for you.
Don't you know what? Some things are sacred. Paying your taxes.
And sending a mail.
The mail is actually sacred. Mm-hmm. But the government also wants our money, so.
They do, fully. So. I have to pay taxes this year. We talked about this.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm going to post-date that check.
I mean, you pay taxes every year, but you
yeah,
have to like,
yeah, yeah. I like pay more.
You have to settle up.
Yeah.
You don't like to have to do that.
Oh, stupid. Anyways. All right. So they come to her. They're like, hey, you need to forget about this whole thing, essentially. And she kind of does stop talking about
it. Okay. She's like, whatever. I already told everyone I know anyway.
No, like I told the 300 people in town. What are you going to do about it? Yeah. So eventually the Flatwoods Monster became a bit of a local legend. Okay. Where the town embraced the notoriety. But before that, the group does become like a bit of a laughing stock around town. And everyone's like making fun of them. Be like, oh, what'd you see in the woods? Like the spooky thing.
Of course.
Right? It's like they like got made fun of and it became cool again. Is what happened.
Like currently? Or
it currently is cool. But yeah. But for a while, it was like everyone like made fun of them for a while. And then like stupid. Now it's like full circle. Everyone's that what's monster. That's our thing.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. They embrace it.
Yes. Yeah. Those so dicks. Now there's, I know, right? God. Like, what the fuck, guys? You just make fun of me for this.
Fucking grandparents and stuff.
Yeah. It's all that leaded fucking gasoline that went to their
Do
brains.
Do you think that's what it is?
I think it's part of it.
We're a bunch of dicks.
Go read Murderland.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a book about leaded gasoline that made people go insane.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't heard of it.
I have heard of it.
Oh, okay.
I haven't read it.
Oh. So, yeah, the Flatwoods Monster becomes a biblical legend. I think they mostly call it Brecky. Brecky.
Brecky?
Brecky. Why can I not?
The panic in your face when you're like, I know it's wrong. I don't know what it is, though.
Because it's Braxton. Braxton. Well, we're calling
it
Braxy.
I don't Bracky. Like it. It doesn't Bracky. Matter.
It's they mostly call it the Bracky.
The Bracky.
The Bracky monster.
Okay.
Or the green monster. And okay. Here's a picture of, so they have the Flatwoods Monster Museum. All and right. They have the rendering.
Oh, it's cute. It's cute again. You guys, it's cute. I was hoping it could get some, but it's not going to get some. This one can't get it, but it's cute. I was like, is it going to be another caked up fucking statue of a cryptid? Would I fuck the green monster? I'm sorry. No, I would not. This thing looks like Gumby. You're going to have to pause it and compose yourself, man. Not fuckable. Not. Oh, my goodness.
I'm so sorry. I'm crying. I took a drink. And she said that.
I said a lot of stuff. I don't know what.
It kept going. I almost died.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
You need a minute. You need a minute.
Yeah, I gotta pause. Okay.
You're composed.
I am mostly composed. Man, you brought out like my ugly laugh.
Stop it. We must move on. We're composed.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, this little monster right? at the museum is
doesn't look like Gumby.
It kind of is giving a little bit of Gumby. It's giving also like a bad Halloween decoration. If you're gonna have a monster museum, I feel like you need a better.
That doesn't look like a monster. I was like, okay, I was on board, and now I see that thing, and I'm like, that's not a monster.
We need like a caked up Mothman version.
Yes.
Of this,
or like an actually scary one with the, you know,
with the claws,
cryptid nail.
Yeah. This is it's wearing like rubber gloves.
Yeah, it's
it like looks like it's gonna clean my toilet.
It's not gonna haunt me. It's not a monster.
It's got like PVC pipe for arms and like rubber gloves.
Somebody needs to rebrand.
Yeah, we need a rebranding for this bitch because she is spooky.
I think she deserves better than that.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's also all these, like, in Flatwoods, someone, like an organization made all these chairs, like these.
That's kind of cool. That one's better.
Right, you have to go.
It does look a little reptilian, even if it is round.
It does. Yeah. Again, you're right.
It's not like an animal we have.
No. No, but you like have to go find the chairs. It's like a little scavenger hunt.
Oh, that's fun. Like the guy that does the trolls.
Here in Washington State. Yeah. So even though the town has now embraced the idea of the Flatwoods Monster, we still don't really know what it is.
Yeah.
So let's get to some speculate theories.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first theory is it was some sort of atmospheric or psychological misperception triggered by a meteor.
Right.
This is a skeptical approach, okay? I'm just telling you that right now. So I keep your skepticism hat on.
I'm always skeptical, and yet that doesn't explain what a bunch of people saw.
I know. So there's meteor sightings that like primed witnesses to expect something unusual.
Okay.
Is what they're saying.
Sure, everyone was like heightened for
it. Right. There was a couple of meteors that flew through the sky. Everyone's, oh my God, what the fuck was that?
Fine.
And like people like kind of expecting something spooky to happen.
So they're saying people are lying. Or want to believe something.
Oh, and like they're saying like the darkness, the fog, the flashlights, like distorting shapes in the woods causes people to
make shit up. Yeah. This is the story. They are lying.
Yeah. And some people also
exaggerating.
Yeah. Speculate like tree branches. And like shadows. Like
with what about the red pulsing?
I don't know. I'm just giving
this
you.
This is a bullshit one. Yeah, this is rude.
It's rude. And they're saying like maybe the smell was from like disturbed plants, soil, like some sort of weird fungi maybe in the area. And like the symptoms that these people had was like panic, shock, they like basically hyped themselves up and freaked themselves out to like vomit. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think people live through like actual trauma every day and go on about their normal lives.
Totally. Yeah. And then, the media coverage kind of caused the story to get bigger than it was.
Okay. It's so kind maybe, of, but if people were incentivized to lie, I think that's what this, that's the only other way.
Totally. If they're looking for something.
So then just say everyone, this theory is their lying theory.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't like this. This
lies.
Is this is a hater.
Liza Minnelli lies. Haters theory. Yeah. So the next big one is it was a misidentified barn owl. Okay, just stay with me here.
Okay, I don't like this one either, but go on.
So people say that there was a large barn owl perched in the oak tree and it like reflected the flashlight beams, and barn owls have that spade like line sure. around their faces. And
they're small though.
They're not 10 feet tall.
No.
They're maybe 2 feet high.
Yeah, they're not big.
Yeah, and maybe their wings and like a tree trunk formed like a tall skirt-like silhouette.
Sure.
Maybe.
But the red pulsing.
Yeah.
The green eye. I guess, okay, then maybe the eyes. But they didn't, did they?
Barn owls have green eyes.
No, but like the flashlight, you said it like reflected back.
Yeah, and like maybe, but like they were saying like the eyes were like flashlights themselves. They were like a green light was like coming out of their faces. Right,
because it wasn't an owl.
Right. And like maybe the gliding motion is an owl flying, because sure. owls actually don't make noise when they fly.
Yeah.
Fun fact. They are really, right, yeah. So there's also maybe like the exaggerated size in the dark, and like maybe they were just really scared, like the owl scared them. They're like, oh my God, that thing was huge type of situation.
I don't think so.
Right, and then there's also like maybe the odor came from like owls, they're like little like pellets that they regurgitate, like the mouse pellets.
Yeah.
Like cause the weird sulfuric ozone smell. Maybe.
Not the mist.
But it didn't really cause the mist. Yeah. And people, once again, people are always like already scared about the fireball. It's like kind of amplifying like everyone's, you know.
Okay, but the vibe. Government showed up.
Exactly. So the next possible theory is an extraterrestrial entity. So the bright object seen descending into the hills shortly before the encounter, like we said, like as far as Alabama. And there's also the weird creature they saw wearing like the metallic or armored suit. Like it might have been like some sort of like robotic thing. So they get like an atmosphere, like not an atmosphere, like an astronaut suit.
Exoskeleton,
like an astronaut like type suit for this extraterrestrial life form,
yeah,
like scanning the sure. hillside. That's maybe what they saw, and that's why it was also like floating and hovering and walking normally, because yeah. maybe it was something inside, something organic inside like a suit, right. And then, you know, the also
some kind of propulsion, like
yeah, right, there's also like the glowing face, the large eyes, like kind of makes it seem like it was maybe just some sort of like
machine,
right, but something inside of it that was operating it.
Interesting.
And, like, maybe that's why people were having, like, the throat irritation and, like, the vomiting afterwards, because maybe there's, like, some sort of radiation happening.
Yeah.
Which caused them to get sick after.
Sure.
And then the last one is obviously government cover-up.
Of what, though?
Some sort of experimental, either aircraft or missiles. Like, they...
Sure.
Kathleen says that they sent her a letter saying, hey, we are doing some experimental, like, missile stuff.
They don't do that around people, farms.
Maybe in the 50s they did.
Maybe, you know? I guess so. I still think they wouldn't. They have so many other places they can do stuff.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, like that's why like Nevada Desert is so,
yeah.
you know, there's nothing out there. I mean, but like this Flatwoods is very small and yeah. there's like a bunch of tiny, little tiny towns. I mean, we also talk about like Oakville.
I know, but Obama said that the
aliens are real.
Exist. He did say that alien, yes, that extraterrestrial life exists.
If I'm going to believe any president, I'm going to believe Obama.
He flat out said it.
Yeah, he did. You're right. So, I mean, like, but like the government showing up, sending mm-hmm. the men in black.
And they would lie and say, oh, this was just, we were like, just to not
yeah.
The goal is to keep it quiet. That's what the men in black do. Squash it and tell them whatever the fuck. Tell them whatever the fuck.
Yeah. What they need to hear.
Yeah. And you just say, this is national security. We were doing some testing.
Yeah.
Shut up about it.
Yeah. Shut your goddamn mouth.
Yeah. Or we'll fucking take you to jail.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's a really good, it's a really good point. I don't know.
That seems like most likely, even though that's crazy.
That is crazy. I told you this is a weird one. Love so it. Whether the Flatwoods Monster was an owl in the wrong place at the worst possible moment.
Slander. Owls cannot be the scapegoat.
I know. I know. Listen.
Leave the owls alone.
An owl didn't kill Kathleen.
An owl did not kill Kathleen Peterson.
If you listen to the staircase, you know. You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
That bitch. The guy. I mean, her husband.
Yeah. Yeah. not her. Rest in peace.
I hope she was a bitch.
I do.
Torment him.
Like, oh, okay. That's why I was like, because what? Because
he fucking sucks.
Exactly. I see what you're saying. Where was I? Okay. So whether the Flatwoods Monster was an owl in the wrong place at the worst possible moment, a trick of fear and shadow after a following meteor.
Stop insulting these people.
Or something that truly stepped out of the sky that night in 1952. The result was the same. A small town left staring into the dark with a story it could never quite put back into ordinary terms. Decades later, the hillside is quiet again. But the question lingers. Did a group of kids misinterpret what they saw? Or did they briefly witness something that was never meant to be understood? Mm. Either way, Flatwoods reminds us that sometimes the most powerful mysteries aren't the ones proven real or false. They're the ones that refuse to fade.
Snaps. I love it. That was so fun.
And that is the Flatwoods Monster.
Love a harmless monster.
It's a weird one.
I liked it.
The creepy fucking thing. I'm surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised it doesn't creep you out because I don't know why. I
love it.
Didn't expect it.
It didn't hurt anybody.
It didn't hurt anybody. It was fucking weird looking.
Yeah, I don't think it belongs here.
No. I don't think it belongs here either. There's a couple other, they're not really, I don't want to call them cryptids. I don't even want to call this a cryptid.
Okay.
But they're like the subcategory.
I know, because it's really, but just because they call it a monster, but that's an alien episode.
We don't know what that is. There's a couple other like stories like this where there's some sort of weird fucking entity that shows up and everyone's like, what the fuck is that? And wow. Everyone's like, I don't know. And I think it's maybe just like a subcategory, like extraterrestrial cryptid or something. I don't know.
Do you want to know why we don't see them anymore?
I think they roll up the windows and drive past like where the bad neighborhood.
You did make that point earlier and I didn't really think about it. I think they're just camera shy.
Maybe. Maybe they know now that we have the actual like technology to clock them.
Yeah.
And so they stay deep in the woods.
I have no idea. I really have no idea.
I don't know. A part of me is like, they just drive past. They're like, no, that's a bad place.
Sad.
It is sad.
There's got to be worse places. We are lucky to be here.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We have a lot of reasons to be happy and thankful. And we should continue to fight for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I do think they're like, roll up the windows, lock the doors. Let's keep going. Like, this is not good.
Well, the truth is, if you're caught in our neighborhood, we're terrified and we're probably gonna shoot you.
We also have bars on our windows. Like, we're also freaked the fuck out. We don't like it here, like, either.
Definitely we're gonna shoot it.
Yeah. I'm really surprised that group didn't show up with a fucking shotgun.
Honestly.
Like, Kathleen,
why didn't they have one? I'm over here, I'm like, you actually should have had one.
Because Kathleen thought it was a space rock. I don't know.
Oh man. God bless them. Everyone's all right.
Everyone lives to tell the
tale.
Even the dog.
Yeah.
Even the dog. So if you listen to this on another podcast, they say the dog died. The dog did not die.
And they really are doing a service to the town by being honest and telling their stories.
Exactly. Now Flatwoods is known for its fucking, this little weird thing.
They got this thing.
Yeah, they got this thing. I'd love to have a thing in my hometown.
Totally.
We just have
DB Tuber. Technically,
we do have DB Tuber. You're right.
DB Tuber.
Yeah, close enough. Close enough.
We'll take him.
We'll take him. Yeah. It was a fun. That was a fun bank robbery.
Yes, it was fun. I love that episode.
Go listen to our DB Tuber episode. I don't know what number it is. It's in the teens.
It's early.
It's very early. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's our hometown story. Close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. That's what we got for you this week. A little bit of a shorter
tale than the last couple episodes. I felt like we needed something that was less, why is the word I want to say girthy? Oh.
Nice.
Less convoluted, less like dark, complicated, complicated. Substantial. Yeah,
that's all right. I keep saying this, and I haven't done the research, and I will, because I have an episode that I want to do.
Oh, you're putting it on the airwaves. Yeah, now.
I'm gonna do it because I really do want to talk about it. It's just like one of those really complicated stories, like conundrums.
Okay, I love it. I love a conundrum,
like moral conundrum. Well, to me, I actually see it quite one way, but. I think it's good for us to talk about complicated issues that, like, people that don't align with us politically, we might feel the same about.
Okay. Interesting.
Because at the end of the day, it's really hard to think if you do still currently support Donald Trump, we have very little in common.
Right.
But generally, I believe that if people who disagree about politics have more in common than we'd like to
admit to.
Well, or that we even realize.
Okay.
So I think it's a good, healthy eye-opener
in that sense.
Or just that, you know, humans are humans.
Okay. I love it.
Anyway, I'll do it.
We'll do it eventually. Yeah. But yeah, thank you guys for listening.
We will talk to you next week, as we always do. And, you know, have a good week. Try to keep your chin up.
Yes. Because the planets are doing something really fucking weird before the end of the month.
Okay.
Like, in some kind of alignment that hasn't been happening since the 1600s or something.
I always think about Hercules when the planets align and all the
cartoon. You're talking about the cartoon?
Yes.
God, I love that cartoon.
It's such a good cartoon. The music's great.
There's a moment where like the planets align and it lets out like the big gods, not the demigods, like the gods.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The gods above the gods.
It's listen, we're maybe.
Maybe.
Let Zeus come out.
What else?
At this point.
Please. Might as well.
Throw some lightning around, bitch. I don't know. Yeah. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Yes.
And until next time.
Stay grimly curious.
Lightning?
Thank you so much for listening. Music by Alex Kingston and Adam McKinnon.
For podcast photos and updates, follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Grimly Podcast.
Be sure to rate and review, and we will see you next week for another episode. Bye, bitch.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.